Joining us now to talk about who might be the next Attorney General is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nina, usually the Deputy Attorney General is at the top of any list like that, but I gather that's not the case this time.
Well, you might think that Ashcroft's deputy, Jim Comey, would be in line, but Comey has apparently run afoul of the White House by refusing to toe the line on some political things, not doing what they want in investigations, etc. The names mentioned most often are the former Deputy Attorney General, Larry Thompson, and the current counsel to the president, Alberto Gonzalez. There's also Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, and Mark Rasko, the former Montana governor who served until a couple of weeks ago as chairman of President Bush's reelection campaign.
Well, let's go down that list then one by one, starting with Larry Thompson.
Well, you'd have to say that with both the career and the political officials at the Justice Department, Thompson is the favorite. He has a very varied background. He was the chief federal prosecutor in Atlanta, and after that, a partner in a prestigious law firm. He's taught law, spent time at a think tank, and he was viewed within the administration as a loyal and effective number two at Justice for the first about 3 years of the administration. And at the same time, he's maintained quite good relations with Democrats in Washington and on Capitol Hill. In fact, in Washington's legal community, he's earned a reputation as a lawyer's lawyer. His name has not come up at all in connection with any of the so-called torture memos. And finally, and not to be sneezed at, if named, he would become the first African-American nominated to be Attorney General in American history.
But hasn't Thompson just taken a job as General Counsel of PepsiCo?
He has, but as I understand it, he's not to begin work until January, and the translation of that is he negotiated a deal that gives him an out if he wants to have it.
Well, let's go on to Alberto Gonzalez, the president's White House legal counsel.
Gonzalez previously was mentioned most often for a possible seat on the Supreme Court, but he reportedly is more interested in the attorney general's job, and on some human level, one suspects that even that if he really put it to the president that he could get this job. He's been President Bush's legal counsel dating back to Mr. Bush's days as governor of Texas. There's some downsides to Gonzalez, though. His name is all over the back and forth over those torture memos. He seemed to sign off on approving torture techniques. In addition, the administration has refused to produce for Congress some additional memos that were not leaked to the press, and you can be sure that any confirmation hearing would focus on all of that. In addition, Gonzalez has a lot of conservative opposition within the administration, people who think he's too squishy on a bunch of things. But his most important constituent, the president, values his judgment, and that's very important. Were he to be named, he would be the first Hispanic American nominated to the job of attorney general, and that is important in terms of confirmability, too.
And finally, to the bottom of your roster, there is Mark Rasko and Rudolph Giuliani.
Well, Giuliani has a lot of pluses. He had the number three job in the Justice Department in the Reagan administration and then became the chief prosecutor of the U.S. Attorney in New York. And, of course, he has all the glitz that goes with his performance after 9/11. But people can't figure out why he would take the job if he wants a political future. And there is, of course, that if. One has to say that the job of attorney general tends to eat people alive politically. Then there's Mark Rasko, who was in the running in 2000 but was knocked out because administration vetters found some ethics problems that they thought would jeopardize his chances of confirmation. So I take the Rasko name with a grain of salt.
Nina, how fast would you expect there would be a nomination?
I would expect it to be pretty fast, because if there's a vacuum, then groups start jumping in to lobby for this candidate or that candidate, and no president wants that. This administration has been pretty efficient about this kind of thing.
Thanks very much for joining us, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Thank you.